I have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. Rick Christofferson is in with us today. He's representing St. Paul's Lutheran Church here in Atlantic. Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me in.
Must be chicken time.
Yes, it is.
This Sunday, April the 21st. 21st already. Where did the year go?
Yeah.
11 to 1. Staley's will be preparing their, I guess, area-famous chicken.
There you go.
I don't know if I can call it world-famous quite yet, but it's area-famous chicken and all the trimmings and stuff, and that's an opportunity for folks to come in and help support a cause.
Yep. We got two programs that we raise money for with this fundraiser. It's our outreach programs, annual and basically our only real fundraiser through the year. We do various other projects, but this is our big money-raising project that we have. We raise money to help support a girl through the World Vision program. We have been supporting this girl for probably about 5 or 6 years now. So I think she's about the age of maybe 9 to 10, maybe 11 years old, somewhere around in there. We do get feedback from her. We've gotten in the past, we've received little pictures that she has drawn, and she kind of updates us with how she's doing in school and all this. And the money that we raise for her actually helps her family as well with just day-to-day expenses and things like that, that food and schooling, all kinds of different things that helps provide. And then our other project is to raise money to send over to Tanzania to the Igambilo Girls School over there, which is about a middle-aged group of kids about the same age as our middle school kids here. We don't know who that person usually is, but it usually gets a year's tuition for kids at that age over there. A lot of times the girls don't have the opportunities over there to go to school as the younger boys do. It seems like that's just kind of the way they live, and to be able to help support in that fashion is really nice.
It sounds like a good program to keep the kids here informed on what's going on in some of these other places. You know, even the worst of us here have it pretty good compared to how some folks have to live.
Yeah, no doubt. And if that can, rub off onto, like you say, our kids here in this part of the world, make them realize that, hey, things aren't quite so bad sometimes if mom takes away the Xbox or the telephone or something like that. That's quite not so bad when you think about what they have to go through.
Do the kids keep in touch then with this gal from the World Vision program too?
No, that's pretty much just through the church.
Mm-hmm.
We get, and actually, my wife had signed up to do that through a women's convention 1 year, and the World Vision people were there, and that's kind of how we got associated with that because we're part of the outreach team. And then we get actually we do get some personal response from them as well, and then the church also gets response back from the World Vision group. So
well, I think sometimes we get asked to support different types of programs like that. It's easy just to kind of not look too much into it and just say, I'm doing too many other things already. Maybe I want to help these people here or help somebody close to home or what have you. But then when you really dive into it and take a look, because up front you mentioned that it goes to support this girl. And then you went on to talk about how it also supports family and stuff too. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about things like, helping out to buy supplies necessarily for school and stuff. We might be talking about buying food to put on the table.
Right, buying food or buying, plants to, so they can raise their own food. Any way to support them, just on day-to-day living is what most of that goes for. And yeah, you're right, that is kind of sad to, know that somebody from Midwest of the United States can help somebody out over there with just, just a small donation. Considering what they probably have to spend, what we send over there is probably considered a small donation. But
yeah, and they may not know life any differently either.
Right.
It might be a great to them, but we do know things can be very much different.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's a circumstance that they're in, but it doesn't mean they have to stay there. And helping them with their education stuff, too. I mean, we always talk about that the way to break free from the circumstance you're in is to get that education.
Yeah, yeah. The girls' school over there is also somewhat tied into what we call our companion congregation at St. Paul's. We have an agreement or an association with the church through the Western Iowa Synod has a similar type of girls' school, but this isn't that particular one, but it's semi-associated with the Igambilo one as well. So there's various entities like that over there, and this is just one of them that we help support.
Yeah, and it's nice to have the support of a congregation like that, too. It's hard to get two people to agree on anything, but to get folks to agree to help out like that, that's a great deal.
Yeah, we've had great response from our congregation here as far as support for this over the years. And like I say, it's our one big fundraiser because we do raise a pretty good chunk of money for it, and just this one time.
Just the one time. So there are no other fundraisers during the year for this particular program.
Yep, for these two programs. This is it.
So come out and eat chicken.
Yeah, yeah. Please do.
Come out and eat the chicken. Well, the Staley's folks, I mean, they're pretty well known, as I mentioned, up front around here. And, you know, the name usually sells itself, but what's on the menu? Chicken and?
The Staley's bring the chicken and then the potatoes and gravy, and we provide the vegetables, which usually we have corn and green beans, and then our fabulous cooks in our congregation also pitch in with desserts and salads.
Perfect.
So we got the whole gamut.
Got it all covered. What's the cost?
If you get them before Sunday, they're $9. They'll be $10 at the door. Kids 10 and under are $5, and preschool age kids are free.
Okay, well, it's really not all that expensive considering it's a fundraiser.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I kind of look at the Staley's ads now and then around that are up, and we're very, very much in the ballpark with what everybody else is usually selling it for. So.
Well, and I'm guessing some folks that might plunk down a round number bill that might be a little bit bigger than that amount might just say keep the change.
Yeah, we've had that already from the ones that have bought pre-sales. They just said, I'll just keep the change. So always nice, too.
It might not show up for the chicken dinner necessarily, but here's the money. Cake it as a donation kind of a thing.
Well, I do want to just add, it is a community thing. It's not just through St. Paul's members. So if you got neighbors, friends, family, whatever, bring them along and we'll serve them up.
Will there be some information there that day, too, for folks who may not necessarily be part of the congregation, might not know what it's for?
That's a good point. We haven't had that in the past. Sometimes getting the information from the Senate about the girls' school, sometimes that's pretty secretive or, not really shared a lot. So we don't really get a lot of feedback on that. But we could probably maybe have something about the little girl because we usually have pictures from her too. So that's a good idea. We might do that this year.
Well, it's just a neat project to be able to see exactly what it goes.
Yeah,
we all do these kinds of things, and we're familiar with a lot of fundraisers. Sometimes for folks locally who need the assistance and what have you, we can put a face to that. I think it's more impactful sometimes if we can actually put a face to those kinds of things.
And, that's a good idea.
Especially humanize a person who we've never met.
And
really a culture that we don't know that much about for a lot of us, so we don't necessarily travel to those areas.
Yeah.
So
kind
of neat to be able to able to do all that.
Yes,
11 to 1.
11 to 1.
This Sunday. So come on by, and it'll be just, and for those who are members of the congregation, I guess it's just right after church, huh?
Yeah, actually it's during second service. Second service starts at 10:45, so we start right after that service gets started. So hopefully they'll all stop afterwards and have dinner and join everybody else that's been there already. So.
And this is at the fellowship hall.
Yeah, it's at the church.
So it's like right outside the church proper.
Yeah.
So how in the world do you sit through a service when you can smell all that good food?
I know it. Yep, that's our intentions.
There's no way. I couldn't do that.
I couldn't either.
Bless me, Pastor, but I'm going out back
Yeah,
here.
That's right.
Oh, well, very
nice
good.
Nice sermon today, Pastor, but I'm hungry.
Make it quick, huh? No pressure. Well, very good. Well, we hope lots of folks take advantage of doing that. And, again, stop on by. It's real easy. There's plenty of parking up there. And for that matter, you can always park across the street, too.
Yeah.
There's plenty of places to park up there.
Yep.
So make sure you stop by. Again, it's this Sunday, April the 21st, from 11 to 1. At St. Paul's Lutheran Church, the Staley's Chicken Dinner Fundraiser. Rick Christofferson, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Jim.